Rebbe's holy letters. This is letter number 955 in volume 4, in the fourth volume of the Igros Kodesh. It's dated on the 21st day of Adar Sheni in the year Tavshin Yudalf in Brooklyn. And Bracha V'Sholem, this is a woman to a letter to a woman, and the Rebbe starts off with blessing and peace, because you don't greet first, but first blessing and then peace. The Rebbe's, this is a letter in Yiddish that it was very painful for me to hear about your husband, and with all the titles, and that you're broken about, and you're very difficult to come back to yourself for the reasons that happened. You know, loyaleinu. Not sure who this is, whether Rebbe's talking about it, or not sure what happened. But it says, so in general, all Jews, men, women, are believers, sons of believers. This means that everybody believes and also understand with their heads rationally that it's Hashem, and only Hashem. So let's continue here. So this means that everybody believes, but also understands rationally, that it's only Hashem, that Hashem, and it's only Hashem who runs this world. Also, all Jews believe with complete faith that Hashem is total goodness, the ultimate goodness, His goodness itself. And also, you must have certainly heard the expression from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with that he had gave over in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that every Jew, whether a man or a woman, is very dear to Hashem as an only child by a father. It's, in truth, it's a lot more than that. But we just use this example because we cannot imagine anything greater love than to an only son. So what does it come from all this? That everything that Hashem does is for the good, to the good. And as Hashem wants that Jews should have only goodness, not only spiritually but also physically, so this goodness is not only spiritual but it must be physical good. As mentioned, all Jews believe in this, and you can also understand it with your head. But it happens in some cases that this remains by the person just in his belief and his understanding, but it doesn't reach to the feeling in his heart. So therefore, it comes out in a revealed way that certain occurrences are a cause for a person to become broken, and they cause him to be depressed, God forbid. And therefore, and since this is the way it comes out in the open, but the true intent is that it is really good, only remains hidden in the intellect, it's also possible that this happening, which made upon him a negative impression, also the inner intent, which is the ultimate good, remains disguised from the human eye and was not illuminated. Because if the person is covering up the true intention, he feels that way, so then actually that the story which was supposed to bring about the good thing, but the bad impression, the true intent remains hidden, so you don't get the true intent. But if a person that works upon himself to bring down that belief and that understanding, that also is should feel in the heart that way, that it's impossible to be anything different, but everything that Hashem has done is only for the good, it's open goodness, so that you're also your heart feels that. So every person can see also the goodness in open way. Because Hashem's reward comes measure for measure. from the same type. So the Hashem reveals for everybody, especially for him himself, that goodness which is hidden in that occurrences, and you can actually see it even with your physical eyes. But it's self-understood that this is a difficult job to be able to effect by yourself. But this work is, however, easier for those that were raised by Hasidic parents, and for those that were married to Hasidim, and for those who set up their house on a Hasidic nature, that it should be penetrated with the spirit of Hasidus and the custom of Hasidus. I wish you that very quickly Hashem should show to you, together with your husband, may he live, and together with your son, may he live, the ultimate good which is in the various happenings in your life, that you had not seen this till now, and that you should be happy altogether, physically and spiritually, with blessing. It would be a lot more clearer if we knew what exactly happened over there, but we do get the main thrust is that if you want things to change for the better in realization, what you see, you must believe that it's good, and then Hashem will reveal the good, because in essence everything is good, but you don't see it. But when you don't allow, when you feel that way, then you don't allow for that hidden goodness to be revealed. But if you start feeling that way, then you would actually be able to see that and to experience that.